In Romans chapter 8, I want to share just a bit of a story with you. Again, as I was reading my devotions, reading through scripture, God caught my attention. He kind of paused me, so I want to share that with you. But when we think about this morning, about going to two services, you've heard a lot of that language. I know if you're a visitor, I apologize. If you're brand new this morning, I apologize that you're like, well, I've just not even caught wind of this yet. And maybe you're going to go home actually to back to your own church. But I'll give you some scriptures. At least you've got some context to take home. And then when you go back to your own church, that'll be sweet. But hopefully you'll take something away from this idea of going to two services. So it's going to be a message about casting vision as well. I was supposed to speak on it last Sunday, but I had something else on my heart. And so now I've got two services going to compile in one, and it's only 11:40. We got loads of time. It's not nice outside. You want to go outside? That's terrible. You want to get fed spiritually before you run outside. So, again, Romans chapter 8 is where we're landing to start this thing off. Because right now, currently, or I apologize, we already did Romans chapter 8. We're in Romans chapter 12. Our church isn't growing because of the pastoral team, as I can't even get the right scripture out. As I'm standing there in the last song worshiping Jesus, I realize I don't even have my headset on. And then I come to the front to the communion table and my Bible, bang, right in the middle of a prayer. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is ridiculous. And then I take the communion, the juice, and I take it and I think, and it spilled on my shirt, man. You don't come here because Pastor Rob is here. You come here because of what Ben and Natasha would say. You feel, you sense that this is your home. And we're unique, and I'm really crazy, and hopefully you're going to fit into that. And that's just reality. If you're normal, you better go somewhere else. I got to say that, man, because that's just not going to happen. So my name is Robert. C is a middle initial. It's actually for crazy. And so we'll just land that with there. We are reading the Bible, though. We're going to go there. So Romans chapter 12, just one verse that just jumped right at me. Romans 12, 2, it says, don't conform any longer to the pattern of this world. It just leapt off the page to me because I feel like when we go around in the world today, it's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of distrust. There's a lot of, it just is not what we would find in here. So we don't want to be like that. So what do we want to be like as a church? And so let's unpack that a little bit. Just two simple verses here, starting in verse 1 of Romans 12. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is our spiritual act of, this is one way that we worship. And again, because we don't want to be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Then we will be able to test and prove what God's will is for us, maybe our church or community, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. You don't have to look far. It won't take a lot. We say, I don't know what my role is in this. I don't know what our church's role is in that. It's easy when we just go look to God's word. And he will make the plan perfect and plain as, clear as day. So we turn to God's word. So currently we're going through a season where we're thinking about two services. As you can feel this morning, the oxygen is getting sucked out of the room. I'm feeling a little hot up here. I think I might need a sip of water. Many of you found a hard time parking this morning, or at least finding a seat together with your family. Those are some practical things that we need to address on going to two services. But what do we see in the Bible, and what do we see in young kids that are just running around having a great time in our service? Because we're growing. We had 8 weddings this summer, so we know that children are on the way, so get comfortable, get used to it. Praise Jesus for noise. Now, if we go back to the book of Proverbs in chapter 29, and Proverbs is just a great resource, a great book of wisdom. And so we go back to Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. It says, where there is no revelation, in my version, which would say, where there's no vision, the people cast off restraint, or the people perish. But blessed is he who keeps the law. And so, as a church, we would say, do we have vision for what God is doing? And when I look at that in the original language, this is what it says, though. And I think we miss this sometimes. It says it's a message from God. Now, I really wish my cell phone would just go, beep, beep, and it would be the Lord. The Lord says, and I'd be like, oh, okay, we will do that. Or I get an email when I come in Monday morning from the Lord, and he would say, you're going to go to Sioux Services. I wish it was that simple. But it kind of is, though, when we ask around, though, we kind of sense it out. Because what this word is vision as well is like a possible focus on a visual aspect of the message. Or they saw visions. We saw visions. Wow! Isn't that a deep thought? And I want to share some of those with you in just a moment. So again, how do we know that going to two services is the right thing to do? We could honestly stay at one service, at this 10:30 service, and it'd be okay. Just you, if you come late, you're not getting a parking spot. If you come late, you don't sit together. We could just live there if we wanted to. But I don't think that is what God is asking of us. And I'm going to explain myself in just a second here. So it's a great question to ask, why the two services? For the last year and a half, we've been praying into this. Because I'm just really slow out of the gate. I'm like, Lord, I just need a quadruple 99 check with you that we're just like, this is what you want us to do. We've been praying. We've been having many meetings where like a third of our church came together to talk about going to two services. And in those meetings, I want you to say, I gleaned or learned this from somebody. In that 1 hour meeting, we spent the first half an hour just praying. I just sat down. I said, I got nothing. Like, are we on point with this? Are we all sensing and feeling that? This isn't Pastor Rob's great idea or Pastor Ben's great idea or the board's great idea. Like, is God really in this? So I just sat down. I just said, I want to hear people either pray or God give visions or start singing songs or start sharing scriptures. And I'm going to share some of them with you, what came out of those meetings. It was confirmation before I even got up and gave my, oh, praise Jesus for PowerPoints. Praise Jesus for graphs. That's where my, I just love those kind of, you know, numbers and charts. Oh, you're speaking my language. Me and chocolate get along. Me and numbers get along. There's a calculator in there. So as we came out of that meeting, though, I just felt like, yes, this is what we're all hearing. And so let me share a couple of things that people were saying. They said they envision our church being over 500. Now, it's not about numbers, but it's about people loving Jesus, getting saved, you know, getting baptized. That's what a few people said they saw. Some other people said that they saw our church almost like there was water or light pouring out of our church into out of the doors and into our community. And that would go along with what somebody else just shared a piece of scripture, Isaiah 60, verse 1. It says, arise, shine, let your light, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. And so just like, let it shine. Some other scriptures that got shared in those meetings was Isaiah 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge, and the Lord is my fortress in the God who I trust. We need to be a place of rest and shelter and refuge and fortress. Many of us have said that. You've said that to me. You feel that way when you come here, that we can trust God that he's doing something brand new. And somebody also shared Isaiah 43:19. See, I'm doing a new thing. And again, these aren't things that I said, and I'm preaching to you. These are things that you said as a congregation. We all agreed with it. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Don't you perceive it? I'm making a new way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. Come on, Jesus. Like, if we saw visions, you know, creative people sometimes see things. Some of us are vocal. We sing music. Some of us are, you know, good at scripture finding. Everybody just leaned in and shared a little bit. We left that meeting really felting this sense of unity. And so sometimes people ask me, like, Pastor Rob, how is it going with this communication going to two services? Are you hearing feedback or pushback or whatever? I got to be honest, no. Because everybody I'm talking to, unless you're just being quiet and don't want to talk to me, which this could happen, but anyway, so most of you are going like, I think I feel the same thing that you're sensing. And so we don't ever want to move forward. If we were holding meetings and everybody was like, there's a lot of questions, we should pause. As a church, we would take that as wisdom and we would pause. But everything that we're hearing and sensing is that God is doing this and he's moving us in this direction. So we just want to be obedient, even though, again, it took us a year and a half to get there. But there's some information for you. So at the end of the meeting, I just put it on us as a church. I said, why do you come here? Why do you come to the Pentecostal church? It's not my church. It's not our church. But why is it your church? Why have you made the Pentecostal your church? I want to know that. I just asked the question. And many of you said to me, they said, I feel when I came here, this I felt like I was home. As Natasha and Ben shared, I felt like Holy Spirit was here. I feel like you guys take this thing very seriously here. Many of you just said, like, I feel like this is my family. You guys care so much for people. You care for me. You care when I'm doing well, and you care when I'm really struggling. And so that's what we sensed as people shared. Numbers. So let me have some fun with you. Ish. Terrace is like 13,000-ish. We can wrestle either way, whichever way you want. Thornhill, 4,000-ish. So 17,000-ish. What happens if our goal was just like, say, let's just reach 10% of the community? So that's 1,700 people. And it would just blow our mind, and we would think, you are crazy. I do agree with you. But how do you feel about that? But let me just kind of piggyback on that for a second, because you might think that's a lot. You know, you think about numbers and people. That doesn't influence me. How many people is God concerned about? We just read it this morning. Everyone and all of them. I don't want to put a number or a percentage on how many people God wants to reach. Our prayer as a church is that our community, every church, would be growing and thriving, and we would reach as many people as God wants to reach. I know so many communities all around the world that reach like more than 50% of their community. Why not a Terrace? Like, who knows? Like, I don't know. I don't want to put a limitation on that. I got these, you know, fun graphs and these ideas, but it's whatever God wants to do. We just show up and we do our part. We just be obedient to his word, and we follow him, and we spread the gospel out. We baptize people, and we bring, you know, the good news to people. And God, the results are the Lord's, right? You know, Ben and I have been here for years now, and like, why now? Why this year? Why in 2025 is this thing just kind of the well is just blowing out? Like, boom. Like, I don't know. Again, it's not us. It's the Lord. We're crazy. Like, we spill juice on ourselves and we buzz our heads. Like, I don't know why we do these things, but we do it for the kingdom's sake in Jesus' name. And our wives are very understanding. Like, thank God for good wives. Eh? Oh my gosh, it's super funny. So, again, not about numbers, but our community is hurting, actually, if you talk to people. You ever talk to people? They're broken, they're lost, they're confused, they have no hope. But Jesus is the answer. And so I want to connect them to the guy that's truthful and faithful and honest and won't stab in the back. You know, that's who I want to connect the community to. And it's going to take a team effort. It's going to take this community to help us to do that. And so praise God that we're feeling that together. I want to ask just for a moment, so we're going to have to kind of just pause in the message. I will come back and share a little bit. But I would like my board up here. So we got 5 board members. Let's not forget them all. So Will, like, just please start making your way. You're a board member, get up here. We're already near noon, and you're going to be way into overtime. I know Pete's in the back trying to do that thing. Hey, you're on the board now? You want to be a board member? Yeah. He's standing up. Like, let's go. Yeah. He's ignoring me. And previous board members, sorry, Joe, I know you were here somewhere. And Lorna, sorry, could you please come? Because I know we had talked about this for a year and a half, and you were on the board back in the day. And then Doug, you're back here. Where did Doug go? Yeah, come on, Doug. Yeah, get up here. It's cool. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. Twyla. Where's Twyla? Oh, she's probably downstairs teaching. Holidays? What is going on here? Edit that from the sermon. Okay. So I just want you guys to see these individuals that for like the last year and a half, by the time we launch 2 services, it'll be 2 full years, where these guys have given and prayed and put up with me with all my extra meetings and all my graphs and charts and all my... But what we do as well as a team who you voted in, right? The members of this church vote in these board members. They're not, I don't choose them, you choose them. So they speak up on behalf of you. And so they've sensed or prayed that they feel the same way. And so we're presenting this to you, to go into 2 services. And I want you to know how much I love these guys. They're so supportive. And when we get together, like, we pray and God, what are you going to do here? You know, we don't sit around on a board and just look at numbers and graphs. Like, we actually seek God's face. And I say when we leave that meeting every time, God, you know, would you help equip these men to hear from you so that when we get together, we're unified in our decision when we walk out of that room, out of that board meeting. And these guys have served faithfully for years. And so we just give them a round of applause. They're just so sweet. I just love them so much. Yeah. No pressure, eh? Okay, you guys can sit down. Thank you so much. I just really wanted you to see that. Again, it wasn't just a person or like my idea or my vision. I really wanted to show you a couple slides, if that's okay. I know we're close to noon, but just a couple things I would love to just share that are close to my heart. Some of us that made it to the meetings, you would have saw these slides before, a few of them, and then some of these slides are brand new. So let's start walking through them really quickly. So the first one is our church history. So I've got a slide here talks about church history. Did you know that our church is 90 years old? So we've got this history book from 1935 to today, and we have bought and renovated and sold and built buildings over all those 90 years. We have ran one or two or three services at different seasons in our church, but we have never been this large before, and I'm going to show you that in just a second. And so because of that, God brought each one of us. He said, I'm going to need this gifting in 2025. I'm going to bring you here. I'm going to move you from a different country. I'm going to bring you from a different, possibly, church. I'm going to move you because of your work, and you're going to come to Terrace because I'm up to something. God's up to something. And so it's a team. It's us together. In the next slide, I want to show you our attendance over the years. So if we look back at our church history book, we can look back to 1935. All you can see is yellow and some numbers, but 1935 all the way to 2025. You can see our church kind of growing to 325 was our max, and then our attendance kind of dipped down a bit. And then today it just blew right up. 335 is our average attendance right now this year. And so if we think about that, what has God up to? And so we had this cool idea. Hey, it's our 90th anniversary. Let's put out a brochure about what can we do in the next 10 years. So we put out this brochure, thought some things might take a couple years to implement, but hopefully by our 100th anniversary, we could maybe get to multiple services. We're just dreaming way out someday, you know, and all of a sudden the first year, God's like, we might as well just check that off the box, you know, and all of a sudden, whoa. And God's already at work when we say, hey, there's a little board over here that says salvations and baptism membership. Like, maybe 100 people could get saved in the next 10 years. Maybe 100 people can get baptized. And we hear what God's doing at our camp, and all of a sudden there's a bunch of names going to hit that wall for sure. So God's up to some wonderful things that are they're tangible. Like, can we see that God's at work? Yes. Have we got a personal email from the Lord to do this? But we sense this, that God's up to something. Can I show you the next slide? It says our average church attendance over these last couple of years. So when Almi and I arrived in 2018, the church was 145. And then in 2022, it jumped up a bit. Another 39 people came. And then 2023, 245. So if you look at those 2 years together, 61 and 39, and these are hard facts. I love how God works. Our 100th anniversary, let's get 100 people and all kinds of stuff. God's increasing our church by 100 people for 2 years in a row. Like, you can't make that stuff up. Look at 145 in 18, in 2023, 245, and then this year, 345. Like, that's ridiculous. That's the way God works, because he's so cool like that. Because God just, I love numbers, so I apologize. You might not even understand what I just said, but it's cool. I'm excited. You should be excited too. Okay. The next slide talks about, like, what do we do next? Okay, so what's the next step with all this interesting stuff going on? So you know, because you probably bought a chair. You know, please could you donate so we can get more chairs in here so we can lose the oxygen because too many people in the room, and we'll just keep squishing them right to the back row and as far as we can so you can hopefully see the projector still. So we're just jamming us in there. Well, hey, let's do an overflow into the fireside room, our other previous sanctuary, and you could come to church and you could be like, you feel like you're in Vancouver, you're at a mega church and there's a screen comes down and you just worship in a room. And we thought, well, that's cool, but we're in the north and maybe that won't totally jive, but the parking's the issue. I don't care how many chairs we jam in here. You can't park within 5 blocks of this church right now, this morning. And so that's the issue. So when winter comes, we've had 2 light years of winter, we know that. So there's been little snow. Once the snow flies, we start losing parking. So it's a parking lot issue. So I just said, Lord, we've got to start knocking so many houses down. Like, we got to move them out, zonk them down. We need more parking. So maybe that day will come one day. But for now, I think 2 services is probably the best choice. So next slide here is going to talk about 2 services. So again, I've shared that quite a bit now. When did it happen? About 2.5 years ago, a board member asked me, they said, when should we go to 2 services last year? And I said, we should have done that yesterday. And I just wasn't ready. Pastor Ben and I were working on a few things behind the scenes. Our church wasn't ready for that. So we've now, again, 1.5 years, started making plans, so we got there. How do we know what to do? How to do multiple services? Well, I was so grateful. And I apologize that when Ben and Natasha, you were up here. I didn't even really talk about Natasha, your mom and dad, Joel and Rhonda Nettleton. I've been serving faithfully. Like, is it 50 years or 40 lots? Yeah, like 40 years. 50 years in POC, 40 years at Bethany Church in Whitehorse. And so I served under him. And so Joel and I, when we worked together, first of all, the church just started going psycho. It was like one services, two services, three services. It was like completely out of control. And we built a brand new building for like $2 million. And so we had a lot of fun up there. We learned a lot. A lot of mistakes, let's be honest. You know. But there's a lot of things we learned. So we brought John Kaplan, a former pastor up here, one of our longest standing pastors. I picked his brain about when he did two services here back in the day. We had John Albiston come and just teach us out of the Alberta district. So I picked his brain. I always love bringing guest speakers just to share with you. And then I sit with them for 5 hours and just listen, you know, like just dumping on me. Like I'm just, you know, a sponge, you know, give it to me. And then Mark Lewis, our district superintendent now. And then Gavin Briscoe, who's on Vancouver Island. And then all of these kind of people, they'll also talk with Broadways and CLAs and Coastlines and Oasis churches. And lots of you don't know who those people are, but they're quite large churches in our POC denomination in BC, and they run multiple services. So we've kind of just knocked on a lot of doors because we're trying to glean as we go here. So there's some information. So when we go to two services, the first thought is like, you want to do this twice? Who's helping? Because Ben and I are like, I feel busy already. I want to do like, you know, okay, so how are we going to grow this thing? So there's two lanes. There's a sanctuary team, which worship, speaking, are, you know, behind the scenes kind of individuals. We're just asking them to stick it out for two services. Then there's the hospitality ministry, which I'll flesh out in just a second. Those are the people from the parking lot to when you get into the sanctuary team. That's the team that we need to grow and double. And so how can we do that? And many of you have heard this already. I've been pitching it, is that this handout, advancing the kingdom in the hospitality ministry, will be on your seat in the whole month of August. Many of you have been phoning like, where do I sign up? What do you mean to do? And so thank you for doing that. Just 2 more weeks and we'll come here again and we'll get it together. So tons of things you can help out with. So first one is the baking team. So, you know, you come here, you eat cookies, you drink coffee. We're going to need help with that. So we need to double that. So we need some people to come and do a lot of that. There's a communion that just got put out today. Like that's a lot of communion. And so if we're going to do it in both services, that's a lot of effort. So we're getting some people helping out in there. Coffee team I already talked about. Then there's the turnaround team. So in between services, I need somebody to go through and pick up all the coffee cups, all the lost toys and purses and jackets and things in between services, hit the washroom so that when the second service starts, it's going to be like brand new and shiny. Because we don't want you to come into a dirty sanctuary on the second service. There's our hammer. I borrowed this from somebody. I just it was kind of cool. I was like, dude, that's catchy, man. The hammer and nails team. I'm actually on that team. That's a cool team. And the painting and fixing up the church, and that's a lot of fun. And so we're going to need some people to help with that because the building gets used. And so when there's a hole in the wall, and I'm always like, praise God. That means we're using our building. If it was always just all like, oh, don't touch anything. You know, like I don't want a church like that. I want a church that gets used and abused, and we got to fix it up every so often. Put me anywhere. I don't even know what I don't even know my gifts. You just throw me wherever you want. I was like, okay, cool. I need some of those people. That'd be awesome. Children's church downstairs. So there's a whole process of application and police check and a criminal check, all those kind of things before you can serve and help them there. But we're going to need to double that as well. Both services will have Sunday school, children's church. So we need to kind of multiply that. And then the other one is the first impressions team. So again, when you pull up to the church and the grass is nicely mowed, there's no weeds. And then you get to the parking lot, and then the shrubs are all nice and clean, and somebody's helping you because there's so many cars coming and going. That would be sweet. And then ushers and greeters at the front door. So those are the teams that this thing is going to be on your chair in the month of August. We're going to ask you to sign up for, and then we'll do some training. So let me look at the next slide here. So while we're doing one service, I know this is a lot of information, almost done. For 6 weeks in August and October, we'll be doing training at 11 o'clock. So if you signed up to be a volunteer, you have 6 weeks of training. You're going to be the best greeter on the planet. You're going to be the best greeter in like, you know, in any church. So we'll hang out together at 11 o'clock. So as an example, we'll have some greeters, you know, coming together at 11, have some communion, maybe some coffee makers, maybe some, you know, hedge trimmers or whatever. And we're going to meet at 11. We're just going to have a little devotional, have a little time of prayer, and then we'll break. And then so the greeters will go get training, coffee makers will get training, communion people will go get training. So by the time we start in October, you are going to be well informed. That's going to be really important. That was a lot. I'm exhausted, man. Is there one more slide, or did I get it all? Oh, yeah. Oh, we got to tell the community what we're doing. That would be fun, eh? So for 3 weeks, we're going to blitz the community all in the month of October so that they know. I want everybody in Terrace and Thornhill to know what the Pentecostal Church is up to, whether they come here or not. I want them to know that we're launching a second service. I want them to know what we're up to. I want them to know the programs we're running. So we're going to put it in their mailbox. I hope so. They're still open for business. We're going to put it in the social media. We're going to put it on the newspaper because people do read that. People do listen to the radio. So we're going to do all that again so at least everybody in our community knows. As well as on the bulletin board, you can see there's a map out in the foyer right now. It says, where were you born? That's going to transform into, greeting team. And we're going to take pictures and put you up there. And then, like, parking lot team. So then you'll know who's on the team and what team needs help. And so with all that said, yes, we're going to go to 2 services in 12 weeks. Are we ready for that? Next week, don't come here. Go to church in the park, 11 o'clock. And 2 weeks from now, you're going to come here. This is going to be on your chair. We're going to come here. What time, please, in Jesus' name? Yes, we're all on point. Oh, hallelujah. I was a little bit worried. 9:30 here until we launch that second service in the month of October. Thanks for your patience. Thanks for your understanding. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to talk to one of those board members who are up there. Don't talk to, don't apologize. Talk to a board member. You can talk to me if you want. Talk to Pastor Ben. We just really want you up to speed. We are going to over-communicate that till the cows come home. I hope all that made sense. Let me pause now, and we're going to invite the worship team up. That was a lot of information. We were here for a long time. I want us to be quiet now, just for a few moments. I'm going to talk. I'm going to stop talking just a second. In our service, every time, we make space for listening because we worship God with our voices. We worship God through communion. We worship God through confession with our mouth. We worship God through the reading of Scripture. We worship God through a sermon. We worship God even in information and PowerPoints. Those are great. You know, that's one way to worship the Lord. But we really want the Holy Spirit to minister to you. And so we just ask Holy Spirit, what are you saying for me? After everything I've heard this morning, what's one nugget? What's the thing you want me to take away or hear this morning? And so for the next few moments, I'm just going to ask you to bow your heads, close your eyes. You want to get on your knees. You want to come to the altar. You want to stand. You want to raise your hands. But whatever you do, do it in silence. So Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you are doing. Thank you for touching every heart and every life here in Jesus' name.